This is an exercise in developing the skill of being self-compassionate, learning how to acknowledge your pain and suffering, and respond with kindness and caring to yourself. And it involves imagining kind energy going into all parts of your body where there is pain or hurt or suffering or numbness or anything difficult. So I invite you to get into a comfortable position, ideally sitting, but standing or lying is fine. And take your hands and rest them together in a gentle cup, kind of gently cupping your hands together, ideally resting them in your lap. And see if you can tap into a sense of kindness. In your life, you've used these hands in kind ways. Maybe you've helped someone out who was struggling with a difficult task. Maybe you've put your arm around someone's back, or maybe you've held someone's hand in a kind way. Maybe you've cuddled a crying baby or hugged a crying friend. So see if you can perhaps tap into a memory or a sense of times you've used these hands in kind ways for other people, and imagine them filling up with the energy of kindness. Now, some people may visualize this as a colored energy or a colored light of some form. Other people may feel this more as a kind of warmth or tingling in the hands. However you imagine it is absolutely fine. Just your sense of kind energy filling up inside this cup of your hands. And take a moment to just acknowledge whatever it is that you are finding painful or difficult in your life today, whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're suffering from, whatever it is that you're finding hard or difficult or challenging. Take a moment to just acknowledge that it's painful and it's difficult. You didn't ask for this. You didn't want this. It's not what you would like for your life. And here it is. It's painful, it's difficult, and it hurts. And take a moment just to acknowledge some of the difficult thoughts and feelings and emotions and memories and urges and cravings and sensations, just any of the difficult stuff that is showing up for you in connection with this difficulty. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories. What's some of the stuff happening inside your body, inside your mind, that's painful and hard? Acknowledge that it's tough, that it's hard. And now come back to these hands and this warm, kind energy. And the idea now is to imagine and any way that you want, imagine that this warm, kind energy is now traveling inwards to you. So for some people, this might float up into the air and envelop your whole body. For some people, it might kind of move up your arms and into your body. However you imagine it, somehow this warm, kind energy starts to flow inwards to you from your hands, sending it inwards to your heart, to your head, to your throat, to your tummy, to your arms, to your legs, sending this warmth and kindness inwards, and especially sending it to any part of your body where there is discomfort, pain, hurt, numbness, emptiness, or tightness. Sending this warm energy to those areas where you're feeling it most. And wherever that energy goes, letting it kind of soften up and loosen up, letting it permeate those areas of hurt and suffering, letting it kind of cradle and envelop them, sending warmth and kindness into those areas. Not trying to get rid of the pain or the discomfort, trying to just soften up around it, loosen up around it, just sending a kind of kind, soothing, comforting energy into and around the pain or the discomfort or the numbness. And also sending it to the whole body, letting your whole body fill with this warmth and kindness, this kind of soothing, comforting energy. However you imagine, this is just fine. And if there's a particular area in your body where you're really feeling this pain or hurt or emptiness, see if you can now focus on that area. Again, sending this warmth, kind energy, concentrating it in and around that area. Not trying to get rid of the pain. Trying to open up around it, make space for it. Hold it gently. Hold it softly. Seeing if you can hold this pain as if it's a crying baby or a whimpering puppy dog or a priceless, fragile work of art or the world's rarest butterfly, holding it gently, holding it softly. And as you're sending in that warm, kind energy, again, just taking a moment to acknowledge this hurts, this is difficult, this is painful. It's not what you want, and here it is. And seeing if you can say something kind to yourself, something that you might say to somebody else that were somebody else that you really care about that's experiencing something similar. See if you can say those kind words to yourself. So I'm bringing this exercise to an end now, but of course you don't have to stop. You can carry on doing this practice for as long as you want after the audio finishes. So just pushing your feet into the floor, straightening your back, moving your shoulders, kind of getting a sense of these hands that you've cupped together and perhaps allowing them to change position, find a different position. And just taking a moment to look around the room and notice where you are and what you're doing, what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. And going back out into the world and continuing your day with this sense of being kind to yourself and caring to yourself as you deal with the difficulties and challenges that life brings.